Summer, Young Woman Sitting at a Window by Berthe-Marie Pauline Morisot. Of all the female Impressionist painters, Mary Cassa, Eva Gonzalez, and Marie Braquemont, Berthe Morisot is certainly the best known. Part of the group's very first exhibition at Nada Studio in 1874, she only missed one, in 1879, after the birth of her daughter, Julie Manet, and financed the exhibitions of 1882 and 1886 with her husband. She successfully painted a large number of works, resisting the influence of the strong personalities around her, and brought the group her own particular touch. Among the best qualities of her technique are its rapidity and freshness. The daughter of a prefect, she grew up in Bourges, in what Renoir described as a stolid bourgeois milieu, although it did enable her to give free rein to her artistic talents, shared with her sister, Edma. The two girls were taught first by Chocan, a pupil of Ingres, and then Joseph Guichard, a fervent admirer of Delacroix, before working with Corot at Ville d'Avray. She made her debut at the 1864 Salon and assiduously copied the master's paintings in the Louvre. She met Manet at one of these sessions and became his favorite model. After she married his brother, Manet encouraged her and introduced her to the dealer Durand-Ruel. During her years of training, Berthe Morisot pursued with great determination an aim she shared with the future Impressionists: paint a figure in the open air, as Frédéric Bazzi had done in his View of the Village, also in the Musée Fabre. At the same time, she became known as a painter of interiors, of intimate portraits, of which the most famous example is The Cradle, 1874, Paris, Musée d'Orsay. These two themes, which run right through her work, came together magnificently in Summer, Young Woman Sitting at a Window, which Berthe showed at the Impressionist exhibition in 1880. She had already exhibited another version of Summer, Young Woman Sitting at a Window, at the 1870 Salon. This shows a comfortable room in which an elegantly dressed young woman is sitting in an armchair by an open window, with a glimpse of the city outside. In the Montpellier picture, the scene is successfully reversed. The young woman is framed in an open French window, allowing the ambience of a flower-filled garden into the room where she's sitting. The only details locating the scene, the back of the chair and the curtain on the right, have been sketched very quickly, so it's the natural elements that dominate. The picture's essential success lies in this fusion of interior and exterior, of nature and the model. One cannot tell whether the girl is wearing the flowers in her hair or if they're part of the shrub framing her.